Hi, everybody. This is the last live for tonight. It's Sunpack Session. And when I tell you that we're going to go to a level of addressing all these egregious levels of antics and buffoonery, the person, Kyler Reno, was blocked and reported for abuse. I'm not going through this terrorism anymore. I'm not going through Twitter Periscope terrorism provoking gaslight that continues to go on. I'm going to document it. I documented it on Facebook, Twitter, and then on top of that, it's blog talk and everything else. It's on there, and I've also got the audio. And I'm ready to go to federal court, criminal court, civil court, and actual family court, and I'm ready to clean this family's clock out, including an intimate partner in violence, supplying miserable set of wealthy narcs. When I tell you how far it's going to go, even to Liverpool, it's going to be a level of federal warrants and lawsuits. When I tell you how far I'm going to take this, I'm telling you, you don't want these problems anymore. Because I'm telling you, I'm going to give you the issue y'all are looking for. And when I say y'all, I mean industry, Hollywood, Fex. When I tell you how far it's going to go in lawsuits against the OWN Network, Rock Nation, who are actually hand-in-hand with this, and John is responsible, his dad's responsible, Danby County Sheriff's Department, they proved it. I proved it in the last live. When I tell you how far it's going to go in civil criminal restraining orders and lawsuits, joke or no joke, and the sadistic six god antics, I'm ready to go to court. I'm going to explain to you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to be provoked, gaslit, and bullied. I'm not going to be harassed to delete my account. And since you sat there and told me to delete my account, Kyler Reno, I'm not going to delete that account. It's going to stay up there till doomsday. It's going to stay up there for life as proof to protect myself from you. You said you got multiple accounts and you're going to keep this up? Good. Tasha Trentrini Kibi has multiple accounts too. So does Storm Monroe. So does Wiley. So does Nosey Hose. So does Toxic Diamond. You said you're going to keep this up and keep it up every day, all day. I got 50 years plus to live. I guarantee you how far I'm going to take it. I'm going to drag this for years until you go to jail. I made it clear that I'm fed up with these antics. Whether it's jokes or not, you're going to jail. I'm pressing the charges because you don't seem to understand that I have a business. None of you. None of you idiot Hollywood assholes understand that I have a damn business. And Dame Dummy, Dame Dash, he said it's not a business unless it's making money. It was making money till your shit-breathed, stupid, slutty, vegan homegirl and her husband sat there and stole business models along with those Armenian whores. I'm not going for this anymore. I just showed you guys receipts for days about all their antics for the last 25, 30 years. And my FedEx was the security for the whole Dashians. I told y'all I'm not going through any more levels of degradation, humiliation, at levels of provoking gaslight and emotional abuse from this nasty-ass family. And that's an intimate family, immediate. And the matriarch and her fuckery. And then I'm not going to deal with this with a wealthy, well-connected asshole Canadian narc and a stupid fucking Liverpool asshole white narc. And a stupid black bastard and a stupid Hollywood asshole mother. Have I made it clear how far this is going to go in court? I don't want to be a part of your goddamn table, period. Because I don't like you assholes. I didn't start off disliking Hollywood. I got Hollywood family. What I don't like is the assholes who play damn dumbass games. What I don't like is being harassed every fucking day for the last 2 years. I'm ready to go to court over all of it. Joke or no joke, you thought it's funny to play these jank games and stuff. Juju, you said it was jokes. Bitch, fuck you. And a corrupt dirtbag cops involved. And federal agents involved. I'm ready to go to court over all of it. Y'all saw for yourself that I proved there's IP hacks. I'm talking over a hoarse voice. I'm having to protect my voice. You keep on harassing and stalking me. AT&T 6 PC. The police department sitting right here on it. I want them to hear everything I got to say. Because I'm about to rip Escambia County Sheriff's Department, Police Department, a new one. I'm about to rip every corrupt cop on that force and no one. I'm about to rip every last out of order, trifling, corrupt, disgusting federal agent a new one. And I'm about to rip Rock Nation a new one. Since y'all federal agent informants and assholes want to keep playing these stupid fuck ass games and think it's going to work out well for you, it's not. Because when somebody sat there and said, oh, it's Beyonce did it! I don't give a fuck about Beyonce. I hate that goddamn bitch. I don't like the Kardashians either. And these are 25 years worth of cases. So Sweet Tea that's on here, cackling hands, all these antics and buffoonery have gone too damn far. I normally don't cuss and fuss, but y'all have crossed the line. And Jack Patrick Dorsey's complicit because his stupid fucking ass has Jay-Z as the board of directors. And my FedEx is related to that goddamn stupid motherfucker. And when I tell you I'm pissed off, tired, pissed off and tired. I want y'all to see this. See that? That's a police department. Netgear 04 is Netgear 73. You see all that in the head network? I'm ready to go to court over all of it. Thompson Wi-Fi 0629D2 517F2B AT&T 60PC 8PD. Then the levels of antics and buffoonery. I told you I'm not going through this anymore. Because you're grossly negatively affecting my sessions. You're grossly negatively affecting my business. And you're grossly negatively affecting my well-being. And every last corrupt, damn, dirtbag, fucked up, disgusting, miserable, donut-dunking, asshole cop needs their fucked up ass fired. And I mean it. And this is my business that you're messing with. That's why you're getting cussed out. So every damn dumb fuck, stupid, lazy, sorry, coward with a fucking badge that's been in my house behind Uzziah Zeke Alston, John David Alston, Kenneth Petty, Kenneth Copeland, John Avery needs to be fired from that goddamn police department before I slap a lawsuit down your goddamn throat. It's tweeted for you guys to see it. Here you go. Anybody in their right sound mind will get sick of being bullied and harassed by a dumb fucking set of police officers full of shit, corrupt, nasty ass, evil, fucked up, lazy, sorry, donut ducking, dumb fucks who sat there and didn't do a goddamn thing to protect me. And DCNF, let me get on your goddamn raggedy ass. Because when I'm telling you, I'm out of all patience with this bullshit and this nasty narco ex of mine. And if I find out you're a CEO, Sean Allen Whitfield, I'm taking your musty fat ass to jail over all of it. If I find out you're any type of wealthy, well-connected CJ Wallace, by the time I tear your goddamn fat lard ass up in court, you'll understand that I'll never speak to your goddamn miserable true love scam bitch ass, and I will fuck your stupid ass mama up in court. I want everybody to understand. Well, I got a mouth like a sailor. Because when you play these egregious levels of nasty, evil, sadistic, six god, fuckery-laden, bitch-ass Canadian, narc, bitch-ass games, I'm ready to go to court over every last goddamn bit of it. I was told about it. And I'm ready to go to court over every last foul, fuckery-laden, bitch-ass, nasty-ass, bullying, harassing, fucked-up thing y'all done on social media. And I'm ready for go to court, and I'm ready to go to war with your goddamn ass, whether you're joking or not, you fucking bastard. And then on top of that, the Lakeview Center who had the actual deal in the 1980s. I'm going to tell you exactly when I was born. 1984 is when the adoption was done and finalized. So how did then a set of twin babies in the mid-80s? By the time I sued a goddamn fuck out of Andre Young and the rest of the corrupt assholes in Hollywood and a stupid fuckery you assholes have done, and Anne's the one who did the paperwork, the royal family and the same with the board beak nose, I'm ready to go to court over every last goddamn bit of this. Because y'all gonna stop the harassment. Fuck shit. Because when I talked about things about visualization, manifestation, I'm manifesting a level of self-love so deep that I'm willing to defend myself. I'm ready to go to war over every bit of it. And I declare war on this goddamn fucking set of Hollywood weird feck-ass stupid bitches and sorry-ass bastards with backdoor business deals. When I tell you how far it's going to go, You want to paint me as crazy and unstable while you're doing unstable, crazy, fucked up things. And the wealthy, well-connected billionaire, white narc, Roy Rothschild, bitch, fuck you. And I'm telling you how far, bitch, fuck you. I'm a Windsor, you fucking piece of shit. Give a fuck about you being a goddamn Rothschild. Because when my phone ends up in the UK and we had a conversation on Facebook, FaceTime, and you want to play these narcissistic bitch ass games in my federal records, by the time it's all said and done, everybody else who want to play these nasty and alcohol games, you're going to understand you're going to lose every damn thing you got fucking with me. Because I'm tired of y'all shit. So you get Federale Miles, the Shawnee O'Nostril O'Neill's son, gathered together in order. You get Shawnee O'Neill and the O'Nostrils, who was talking about Oni Katani Mirage Petty. That was the petty stuff that they did. And you want to do it on behalf of Levin Lozada, who's fucking Uzi Z Allison. By the time I get through tearing y'all's ass up for the production bullshit you did, but you didn't know I had family all over the place sitting up there watching you damn dumb bitches do this shit. By the time it's all said and done, I'm ready to go to federal court, criminal court, civil court, county court, and sue the goddamn fuck out of you. So A1 Bentley, your whore of a wife, Lyrica, that's talking about her mama, Lyrica G, was going to get shut the fuck up. You mean shut the fuck up when tweeting on Twitter? By the time I get through tearing Barney B and Love and Hip Hop Hollywood and y'all want to mention my name, keep my fucking name off your mouth. Because the reason why I know that nobody knows my account on Twitter is I had it suppressed off the internet. So you stupid bitches were playing damn dumbass games and didn't know I already preempted all the shit you did. I'm ready to go to court over every last one of your stupid ass games and antics. I don't find shit funny, whether you're joking or not. I'm ready to go to court over every last sadistic six god bitch ass game. I'm ready to go to court over the Liverpool nasty ass white facts piece of shit games. And I'm ready to go to court over the own network stupid fat bedwench game. And I'm tired of her antics and the deal she had with Rock Nation, just like Jack Patrick Dorsey did, who took Russian money. It doesn't have anything to do with Russians, but when Russian bounties were put on my head and the Kardashian West had Slovenian rocking hair and they say John was a leak, no, the kids from 91, 93 were the leak. And I'm fed up with it. I don't like being used as a pawn for cases, and I don't like being used for anybody else's narcissistic, low-life, low-vibrational, low-function, narcissistic, deadly, homicidal, red flag, fucked up antics. And I'm tired of your shit. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. This bill discounts the lives of human beings in need of treatment, opening the door for loss of lives, including those of LGBTQ people, and particularly transgender. And Dan Patrick, who said I needed treatment, there's a difference between treatment and punitive abuse of psychiatry, psychology. Dan Patrick used the word, you need treatment. That word that's being used, and I'm going to tell you this ain't the beloved community, because Carlos King, who is the production over there, and I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel about Bernice King and her fraud shit ass and whatnot. When I tell you how far Kamisha King tried to fuck me up in school, I want a level warrant to Kamisha King, and they better hurry up and get her from PSC and whatnot, because she graduated, but they better find a goddamn stupid bitch because she's related to Bernice King, and I'm not playing these damn stupid games. I made it abundantly clear. I was just reading that excerpt from the King Center about injustice and treatment, because see, Dan Patrick used the same words. Dan Patrick, DEA Dan Patrick. Didn't need a treatment. By the time I tear up Kamisha King, who sat there and gave me the false email and gave me her husband's email instead of hers and everything else and tried to fuck me up in school and almost failed out of school because of what she did, but it was a white man that helped me to go get that done, Steve Scarpia, and he turned in my stuff that I had turned in. I'm glad I thought about that because the nasty bitch is related to Bernice King and I'm sick of their shit. I'm gathering my sense of words and things like that so I can calm down because I'm really nuclear upset because I had a great live until this Kyle Reno wanted to play nasty games on my stuff. I thought it was funny to do disrupt my live. It's happened more than one time and I'm sick and tired of it. And I'm ready to go to court with Microsoft. I'm ready to go to court with Amazon, eBay. I'm ready to go to court with this FedEx of mine and his antics and his buffoonery that have overlapped with OWN Network, Rock Nation, and the levels of backdoor deals. And I'm not watching. I'm sick of y'all shit. I'm sick of everybody. And I'm tired of being tormented, gaslit by a nasty, wealthy, well-connected IT tech and a stupid daddy and another IT tech who's sneaky, full of shit, and I do not trust him, and I don't want nothing to do with him. I'm at the point of nuclear upset. I'm nuclear at the point of rage and upset, and that's a calm rage. That's that rage that you seen Derek Jackson's wife at. They're ready to beat your whole damn ass down to sleep. But see, the thing is, I'm not gonna put my hands on you. I'm not gonna put my hands on Sean Allen Whitfield. I'm not gonna put my hands on John David Elson. I'm not gonna put my hands on Uzziah Elson. I'm not gonna put my hands on Jason Ryan Grassley. Well, how I'm going to do it is I'm going to go to federal court, civil court, and I'm going to testify, and each one of you sorry liars, the nasty, narcissistic sociopaths are going to your goddamn fucking dumbass to jail. And Sean, if I find out you're CJ Wallace, I will sue the goddamn fuck out of you, and I will never trust you again, you lying, sorry, fat fuck. You came to my house trying me in my face. I don't ever want anything to do with your nasty, miserable ass. And by the time I find out that you were Faith Evans' son, and I kind of figured out that you were Biggie Small's son because I superimposed your picture next to Biggie's, and you look like his twin. You look like his light-skinned twin. And by the time I tear your goddamn fat ass up in court, by the time I tear y'all's ass up for all the shit you did, and y'all want to keep playing these narcissistic asshole games, you can guarantee Rachel said that bad faith. By the time I tear Faith Evans' ass up in court and all the narcissistic fucked up games and shit that was done to me, all of you are going to get the issue you were looking for, federal court, civil court, county court, criminal court. This lasted a little too goddamn fucking long. And our levels of crossing the line, costing me my business, costing me my platform, embarrassing me and humiliating me. See, I'm a different person from this woman. This woman is a person who's beat down and broken. I'm going and building myself back up. And I'll be goddamn if a wealthy, well-connected IT fat fuck, a skinny, damn, dumb fuck addict, and a sorry, stupid-ass, miserable, pothead, stupid son of a bitch with shit streaks in his drawers plays with me again. I'm ready to go to court over the high school mess. I'm ready to go to court over the college mess. I'm ready to go to court over this family violence. I'm ready to go to court and separate from this fuck-ass nasty family. I'm tired of this. And since you want to play Hollywood games and shit like that, I'm going to tell you who all I'm related to. Roy Jones. That's my cousin. I'm related to, what's his name? Princess Love's husband, Ray J. I've got the pictures. I met my own cousin. That means I'm related to Calvin Brodus. I'm not going through this goddamn fucking dumbass shit. When I tell you how far it's going to go, I'm related to Andre Young, and it's confirmed I am Young. I'm not in the mood for any more goddamn fucking dumbass shit on Facebook, Twitter, or Periscope. I'm ready to go to court over every last goddamn bit of these egregious grievances I have. And the local fuck-ass police who participated. And federal agencies, because Ann was the damn dumb fucking white twit who did the fucking paperwork in the 1980s. How to get a set of twin babies. So LL, Deborah Lee's nephew, Uncle L, by the time I get through tearing your goddamn stupid ass up for the IT antics, by the time I tear your asses up, you'll understand what it means not playing stupid fucking narco asshole industry asshole games. Roy Jones and I are related, but through my mother, adopted mother. By the time I tear your goddamn miserable fucked up asses up in court, you'll understand what the fuck it means not to play stupid bitch ass games. So Sasha Banks, you sat there and said, who do I know industry? A lot of people. I'm related to a lot of industry. And I'm going to fuck your goddamn stupid, nasty ass up in court for coming down here calling me a rude, petty bitch. I'm not no rude, petty bitch, you fucking stupid whore. Why don't you stop sucking McMahon's dick, you fucking bitch? Because Officer 184 is actually 242 who brought Carissa Morales to my house. The same one who sat there and tried to throw that CAD card on the ground. The same Carissa Morales who instructed EMS to gas me. So Mila Kunis, you said, thank EMS, you fucking stupid white bitch. I'm tired of y'all shit. So, I went to school with Trinity Fatu's husband, Jimmy J. Oos, Big Oos, Little Oos. Rikishi Fatu was my neighbor down the road from the dojo that I used to go to for martial arts. By the time I tear you goddamn industry fucking stupid bitches up for all your shit, you're gonna understand what it means not to play these goddamn fucking worthless ass games. Roman Reigns and I are classmates. So does it make it abundantly clear how far it's gonna go in lawsuits for Onika Slutty Garbage Petty? Nicki Garbage Petty, the slut that called my phone, Nicki Minaj, who said, guess who's playing Jason, Friday the 13th? Because I got Fendi. Because I'm the real big Fendi. So the male Fendi that discovered her is because of who I discovered her on MySpace. They found out about it because Jason asked me what I thought about her goddamn fucking dumbass. She's from Jordan Towers. Jordan Towers is the dude who did her videos before she went famous. Commercial. Brian Birdman, Baby Williams, who used to date my Fed ex, Jason Ryan Grassley. Angelique Grassley Gang is a girl Medina on Wii TV. Yeah, gold teeth Medina with the rose titty tattoo. Angelique Grassley Gaines, Victoria's bitch ass niece from Chicago. Have I made abundantly clear how far it's going to go in lawsuits? See, anybody else want to keep playing stupid games? You're going to get stupid fucking prizes. So, Sasha Banks, the next time you bring your human dick trampoline ass down here and Devon Snell, your boyfriend, says you're a crazy bitch, you got the right one to play with because I'm not crazy, but I'm going to show you better than I can tell you. You're not going to see me again, you goddamn bum bitch. And by the time I get through Evelyn Lozada, you sat there and put that Georgia Peach up there and you played damn bum ass games, you human yard dick trampoline, you industry pass around 16, no ring slut. By the time I get through with your ass for the Twitter antics and buffoonery that you did, y'all gotta understand what it means to play these stupid games because you're going to get stupid prizes. You met the real OG. I played OG Rock with John David Elson, Kenneth Petty, Kenneth Copeland. You don't believe me? Just watch. So Tasha Keevy, that you paid for that story for Darren Jackson and you thought that was funny, but you impersonated Clive Davis. I want a warrant for Tasha Transgender Keevy because she's on Nikki's payroll. Slutty garbage petty. So Stand By Your Man was a dumb bitch, a Trinidadian whore, a slut. So you met the real big Fendi. I can show you Fendi Fendi that I have. John David Allison. You see him on that picture right there? Big old John Allison, J Ski 32506. Big Ski! So, he bowling. So, you understand that Kenneth Petty, John David Allison, he's Isaac Allison's son, has done a lot of these IT hacks. And he keep saying, oh, I'm telling you again to apologize. I'm not going to apologize for shit, you goddamn stupid, nasty ass bastard. You married a Trinidadian slut dick trampoline that called my phone in 2010. And you and Jason are the only ones that have the number, Jason Ryan Grassley, who's a Jackson on the other side. So, by the time I get J Ski! Jay Reed, Joe Nathan, Jonathan David Allison, Nisi Farmer Reed, Tanuya Farmer Ellard Reed. Yeah, Tanuya Farmer Ellard. The twins, Nisi Farmer, and then on top of that, Amber Farmer's sisters. So Jason Ryan Grassley's people. So they all know each other. So fat ass Jonathan gets skinny. He looks like a little crackhead. Kenneth Petty's jaw was broken and reset. You see those downtrodden eyes? That's John David Allison. Badass right here. Same one I lived with for years. That went up to New York. And the Honda car. So when I tell you how far it's going to go in lawsuits, criminal lawsuits, and you're the same asshole, went over to the OWN Network with Oprah Winfrey, and people sit there and tease me, talking about who do I look like? How did they instead of twin babies in the mid-80s? By the time I get through tearing y'all's ass the fuck up in court, over all of this, then you understand why I've been justified in all the cussing and fussing. Because y'all go after me, harass me, provoke me, and gaslight me like y'all did in the last live. Because the difference between me and Nipsey Hussle is I don't know how Nipsey Hussle died, but I'm not going to be any kind of sacrifice for anybody's shitbag-ass brokenness. And what I mean by sacrifice is I've sacrificed my career. I swore an oath, and I signed my paperwork to protect against enemies, foreign and domestic. So that includes a nasty piece of shit ex and a stupid dick trampoline that went over to the UK. And he's supposed to register as a sexual predator. So by the time I tear your goddamn asses up in court, Tasha Transgender Keevy, I'm going to tear your ass up because you did a lot, plus you stalked celebrities. By the time I tear your stupid fucking ass up and the Kardashian West protege, Cardi B, by the time I tear y'all's ass the fuck up for all the shit y'all did for Offset Takeoff that was in Britney's car and the stuff that y'all continue to do and keep on carrying this on, then you're going to understand what it means when I'm doing this unpack session, why I'm nuclear upset. Because when you have wealthy, well-connected narcs who are all intertwined with each other, they're going to pay me or they're going to face the issues that they're looking for. And that's me documenting until I'm blue in the face and they understand how far it's going to go. A federal lawsuit, criminal lawsuits, and restraining orders. And yes, I'm pressing charges for the six god fucking antics. Because when I address this to the local police department, and I address this to federal agents, Department of Justice, and I address this to levels of agency at DCNF, and ANTS, the same one who did the paperwork in the mid-80s, 1984 is when it was actually solidified and whatnot for my adoption, which is an open adoption. That's how I know I am young. And by the time I get through tearing y'all's goddamn fucking ass up for all the shit y'all did from the mid-80s, how did they set of twin babies? By the time I tear up everybody for the shit that they did at the industry part, the levels of antics and buffoonery, I was never ranting Ivy Turok. I come from billionaires, you fucking bitch. And see, I've been too humble too long. And I haven't talked enough. And since you raggedy motherfuckers want to keep playing, that means I'm actually a Windsor. Which means that the Queen of England is my grandmother. That's my insurance. And I'm sick and tired of your goddamn fucking shit. And since somebody came on here asking, is Prince Andrew your dad? That's none of your goddamn business. By the time I tear y'all's ass up for all the shit y'all have been doing, I'm ready to go to court over all of it. Because when you have an oath and a constitution, it's to protect someone, especially from enemies foreign and domestic, including up to a Rothschild asshole who played my fucking records, just like the Trinidadian Dick Trampoline, Nicki Minaj, Lady Garbage Petty. That's why I asked you, Rosie Rothschild, who told you my personal business? So I found out my exes had my phone. So one of them's a fed. And they were sitting in your face, dumbass. Does anybody have any questions how far this is going to go? So the white boy that got in my house cut me with razors, I want to know which white boy did it. So the local police department, and then on top of that, y'all want to sit there and say the police department's on your payroll? Then let's go to court over all of it. Because my unpack sessions are supposed to be professional. Just like my lives were professional. Up until Kyle Reno decided to get on here with the provoke and gaslight and the abuses and telling me my mom should have me locked up. My mom should be locked up for human trafficking, the real one. And then on top of that, selling her own children. But I realized why she did it, because we were going to get killed in the mid-80s, because those racist fucks of the royals that I'm related to, we weren't going to get the right protection because of our complexion. So I'm ready to go to court over all the shit that they did. Run me my goddamn money and what's owed to me, because I'm sick of every last one of you motherfuckers. I'm ready to rebuild my business and my brand without any cussing and fussing. But I'll be goddamn if I go through this shit anymore. And I'll be divorcing a wealthy, well-connected piece of shit in art, FedEx. And I'll be cleaning your clock out financially and collecting every goddamn thing that's owed to me for all the shit you did. Oh, no, ticking time bomb, the Katrina over at the Lakeview Center, the same one that has the Times Up Me Too program for sexual abuse and emotional abuse, and then on top of that, for sodomy program that I go through. By the time I tear your goddamn ass up and I found out the antics, the sadistic antics that were being done to me was done back there in 2012, 2013. So by the time I tear my real mom up for the shit she did and she played my fucking face about Mr. Twist and Noah Taylor, and that was Oprah Winfrey's bullshit, by the time I tear y'all's ass up, my FedExes, you understand what it means. I'm ready to go to court over all of this. The egregious levels of gross misconduct and misdocumentation, misdiagnosis, and all the shit that y'all keep up, by the time I tear your asses up and Justin Grassi is the same one who was going in my records, so did Keturah Bass. By the time I tear y'all's ass the fuck up for all the shit you did, and yeah, I'm cussing and fussing because I'm sick and tired of being professional about this. When I tell you how far it's going to go in levels of civil lawsuit, criminal lawsuit, restraining orders, my FedEx is John David Elson, Jason Ryan Grassi, and Isaiah Elson, John David Elson's daddy, who was ex-CIA, will be getting a level of lawsuit, criminal restraining order. Monica Toomer Elson, all about the tea, will be getting a criminal restraining order, lifetime restraining order, and a do not contact order. And I wish your bitch ass, pick me Isha ass, would say another motherfucking word about parenting class while your son, John David Elson, got his ass molested by your piece of shit goddamn fucking husband. You stupid bitch! I'm tired of your shit, you fucking monkey asshole. You didn't protect your husband. You protected your husband. You didn't protect your son, you stupid bitch. Or was it his uncle, Noah Taylor? Because by the time I get through tearing your goddamn ass up in court for all the shit you did, and John said he would watch me for 2 years, Jay Reed, Joe Nathan, Jonathan David Allison, and you sat up here on my last live, Palerino, and somehow I'm going to tell you again to apologize. Oh, I've got multiple accounts. Like John said, he had multiple accounts. Because I remember what he said in my house. I don't forget shit. I got photographic memory. I'm going to tear your motherfucking monkey ass up in court, you sorry, fat, lard ass, stupid son of a bitch. Oh, wait, I forgot. You look like a crackhead now that you're married to slutty garbage petty addict. Old pills and potions addict. Old alcoholic, stupid dick trampoline. I'm tired of y'all shit. I'm tired of being provoked and gaslit. And I'm tired of these antics and buffoonery for your backdoor deals that y'all did with Roc Nation Own Network and the fuckery y'all kept up. So the Jackson's court case against the Own Network, it should go through, and I hope they get paid for it. I hope that raggedy stupid bitch ends up broke, butt naked, outside with no clothes on. When there were death threats and hits ordered in my life, and several people who were involved in federal cases, cartel cases, and informant cases like the Kardashian West, and then on top of that, Rick Ross, and then Young Jeezy, but I was in the hotel with Young Jeezy's car man. I'm going to tell you how far it's going to go in lawsuits. By the time I get through with Bell Salas, Malin Manzar, who's a protege of the Kardashian West crew, and Brittany Zachary Davis is the same stupid bitch who sat up there and played games. And then Brittany Zachary, the building that you came out of was the CIA building, you stupid fucking carny ass goddamn black human dirt dick trampoline. You and Chris need your ass beat down to sleep because y'all are from New York. By the time I tear your goddamn fucking black ass up, I'm a New York minute, stomp your ass out, you stupid black yard dick trampoline, stupid bitch. Because you told on yourself. Because while you were high as a giraffe's ass smoking weed, I asked you questions. And you told on yourself. You said you came out of a building. And you said the address of the building. I Googled it. So by the time I get through with your goddamn fucking ass, you stupid black bitch, I'm going to make sure you have nothing left. You already lost your kids, didn't you? You're welcome. I want you to know how far I'm going to tear your goddamn ass up. Because I didn't have to touch you to hurt you. Because the feds already watched those things. And DFX was already after your ass for the shit you've done as a failure as a mother. So I didn't have to hurt you, bitch. You were sitting there telling me, oh, I lost my kids. So the fuck what? Now you know what it feels like to play nasty ass games, don't you? Because then Jason called me Eveline. And I told y'all, if y'all kept playing with me, it's going to get ugly. So Brittany Zachary Davis, you already lost your fuck ass kids, didn't you? You want to lose anything else, bitch? From the shit you did for Square Cash App, giving me that false credit card that fucked up my business? The Fragrance Emporium, the business model was stolen, that's sitting over there in the UK. By the time I tear your goddamn black ass up, you won't have a goddamn thing left. I don't give a fuck about you, bitch. You or Tanya Baker, the sorry bitch from over there in Palmetto, Georgia, that took pictures of my hair when it was ate up. You see my hair as long as I'll get out. I'm not bald-headed. So, Katrina Taylor, you said bald-headed bitches? Oh, fuck you, Diane Ross? The fur of the rich cars where the Honda cars be at? They like to your legs, to your butt? Oh, you mean the Honda car that Jen was talking about? That she got raped by Mr. Petty? By the time I tear y'all goddamn monkey asses out, then you'll understand that I had industry family. I wasn't going to tell you until the last minute. So now you understand that I'm not playing any more goddamn dumbass games. I told you I was actually family members with a lot of famous people. I don't have the name drop T.S. Madison. I'm related to a bunch of fucking celebrities, you asshole bitch. You went in my federal court records. You went in sealed records. So, like I said, Roy Joyce and I are cousins. My mom and his uncle were in school together. So while you're playing damn dumbass games, I found out me and Joy are related. So that makes me and Roy Jones cousins, you bitch. So high school antics of fuckery, Savannah Fatu's homegirl Joy Lewis, by the time I tear your goddamn fat ass up, you and JJ Lovelace, Sean Allen Whitfield's cousin, by the time I tear up Shamika Small in California, By the time I tear your goddamn ass up, you'll understand what it means to play this damn high school bitch-ass game. Slutty garbage petty. Slutty black garbage petty. That Sasha Banks called it, come down here, called me Miss Petty. I'm not Miss Petty. I'm Petty Pendergrass, but I'm not a DEA rat hoe. I'm not an informant. I'm not a confidential snitch like the Kardashian West. I pulled the paperwork and you've seen it in the last slide. I'm not going through this shit. Because I said I'm not the enemy of the DEA. I'm not enemy of cops. I fucked a cop and I beat it like a cop. So I'm the definition of fucking a cop. Mrs. Officer. Wee-doo-wee-doo-wee without the officer, because I'm not an officer at all. So that means that there's levels of provoking gaslight and stupid fuckery that y'all did. So Wayne, you sat there and told on yourself because you said something about Columbia, South Carolina. That's exactly where John David Allison's family, Monica Toomer Allison, is from. So while y'all were playing nasty, narco antics, y'all all talked too damn much and told on yourselves for years. And I sat there and watched you guys do it. You played damn dumbass games and nailed your own coffin, moron. So this unpack session is supposed to be about the lies, so we're going to go into it and get straight into it. Like Mob Radio, Millie, Solange, Knowles, the same one that TSU, that John David Allison in Texas before he moved to New York and went and messed with Slutty Garbage Petty and drove back up to New York and fucked her, married her? Oh, you mean Onika Tanya Mirage Petty, Miss Petty Pussy, Petty Pendergrass? So she's a five-star snitch and a stupid bitch. And if a stand by your man was a dumb bitch, T.I. and Tiny Coddle, T.I. and Tiny, who sat there and provoked and gaslit, talked about my back bathroom and whatnot in my bedroom, about the sex toys, I have a sex toy store. So by the time I get through with this industry sex toy, Floyd Mayweather's jump off and Melissa, that was Floyd Mayweather's baby mama, Yaya, who bought my account, Milagro, Milligrams, Millie, Solange Knowles. By the time I get through tearing up the Carter Knowles, you'll understand what it means for me not to touch you and I can skin your ass up. Because I'm tired of y'all shit. Because Shawnee O'Neal confirmed about the petty stuff in the production. So Shawnee did the right thing and told the truth. And then, I forgot Evelyn Zoe. You knew the number that D'Anthony had. And you sat your ass up here and played games. Well, let me debunk something for you. Anthony Drake, that used to open up for 8-Ball and MJG, is Lulu Tangi Archie's husband's people. So by the time I get through tearing your goddamn ass up and Poochie, her brother, is the same one from the 96 case, and they say he was the one who actually shot the over there in 96, Poochie, Archie, by the time I tear your fucking dumb ass sister up in court, I don't have to touch the bitch. Do you understand what it means not to play stupid games? You got stupid prizes. Because when Biggie was shot in Nevada, or was it Tupac? Whichever one it was. That explains what Gene Deal was talking about. And the setup. And it's Poochie who did it. LAPD didn't do that. Y'all always conspiracy theory about that. So I'm digging all these things back up because you miserable, nasty narcos have done a lot of shit. And the thing is, you're not realizing I was related directly to Tupac for real. You stupid motherfuckers have me fucked up. That means Dana Haughton, that died, Aaliyah, is actually my cousin. So I don't care how she died. It's not my problem. But the thing is, I cried a number of years over people I was actually related to, and I knew it. But you stupid motherfuckers want to play damn dumbass games. So a wealthy, well-connected billionaire and her stupid damn dumbass games added a whole layer of generational hurt. And a shit-breath slutty vegan and her stupid Trinidadian dick trampoline who talks too much. So Sasha Banks, you got anything else to say to me, bitch? Because y'all called me all kind of sluts, bitches, talking about my personal business on Facebook. Quentin Latham, you're the one who ran your mouth over there at the Sisterhood Experience, Inc. I'm ready to go to court over all the goddamn egregious levels of nasty-ass shit. You're getting your asses cussed the fuck out because I'm tired of your shit. Because this is what Darren Jackson's wife should be doing to him. But I'm doing this to my piece of shit, nasty-ass FedEx. And if I find out I'm married to your goddamn ass, you can only be married to women in two states, and you put separated on there, John, before you left, and Jason, you put widowed, by the time I tear your goddamn asses up in federal court, civil court, county court, I'm still getting a divorce, and I'm still going to put your musty fucking dumb asses in jail over it. Because when you grossly affect the Rothschild, and I actually had affection towards him, as a person, and he's the one who encouraged me to get up out the bed and feel better. And then when I realized that somebody's around him that's telling his business, his friend, my God self, is the same one who was stationed with John in Kansas because he told on himself. So Royce, your friend was sitting up there playing in your face the whole time. So James Moore at Bay, you said you're going to get, are you going to get paid for cutting me? Yeah, you need to be paying for all of that. You want to play these nasty narco games? Carl Zelli, you want to play nasty narco games? Y'all corrupt DAs that were on it? Susan Wolf, you want to play nasty games in Pensacola? By the time I sit up there and go to federal court, you'll understand that I'm not going through this shit anymore. It's fuck them kids and fuck these men. Money over everything. And I'm about my bread instead of getting hit. So John, you played in my face about Turn State. Turn State. You asked me about BMF. I didn't know anything about it. I had to Google it. So by the time I get through tearing your ass up, and you were sitting there playing my face about pop, and the shit was actually in my federal records or seal. By the time I tear your goddamn fat ass up, now you're skinny and slutty garbage husband. By the time I tear your goddamn miserable ass up, and all the terrorism that Matthew Knowles, Gianna's granddad, who rode by my house with that Lincoln car and thought it was funny to do. By the time I tear your fucking stupid ass up, Pensacola up, and by the time I tear Atlanta up, so the levels of antics that you did, I'm going to debunk another thing and another myth. How I know that these cases are interlinked is Sabrina is the ex-girlfriend of Big Meech. Now, does it make it abundantly clear that I'm not playing more goddamn games with Task Force Tip? With a stupid, fuck, bag-ass wife? Boy, Medweather's actual baby mama, Yaya Mayweather, was a glass. Now, have I made it abundantly clear how far this went? Mom, yeah, Millie is Solange Knowles. She had a nose revision and titty implant. I'm not going through this goddamn garbage ass shit because I'm tired of you motherfuckers. Tasha Kiwi. Check Kiwi's whore. You're on the payroll of Nikki Petty. And you did a doxing on my account like Toxic Diamond, who talked about Marion. William Marion Suge Knight is the same one who went to the NFL. William Marion Suge Knight is Willie Knight, who was married to Deborah Lee Teal, the one who was arranged on my paperwork. My name was altered on the paperwork, and I have my original name. And then my middle name was changed, you bitch. Felitanya! It ain't funny, is it, now that I knew everything from the get-go, and you miserable, stupid motherfuckers tried it. Anybody else who's gone through this type of stuff will be cussing and fussing, and I have the righteous level of anger. And I'm doing my best not to cuss you guys to clean fuck out and get terminated off of here. But you got me fucked up. I want y'all to understand how far it's going to be in divorce. And I'm citing emotional abuse, tormenting, gaslighting, EPV, IPV, technology abuse, emotional damages, and levels of egregious. I cannot stand to look at the sight of goddamn miserable fuck who did that. I don't want to be married to you. If I find out we're marrying you, right, and wipe on my shit, I want a divorce, and I want it now. I want you out of my life, and I don't ever want to speak to you again, and you can never fix what the fuck you goddamn did. You better keep careful how you treat me. Didn't Bell Salas Alamanzar do Invasion of Privacy, the EP? And people were playing my face about be careful. But Cardi B is the same one who had Takeoff in that car with Britney Zachary Davis. So, like that terminology, poured out my whole heart to a piece of shit. You are a piece of shit. You better be careful what you do to a woman. You can't come back from the shit you do. You can't come back from humiliating a woman on social media. You can't come back from globally humiliating a woman. I hate your goddamn guts, and I want your miserable fucking ass to pay for it, you miserable son of a bitch. I want you to understand that I hate you. So Marcus Wiley, who followed my account on behalf of Charles is transferring to Kiwi, now you know there's multi-perpetrators. So Storm Monroe, who looks like Bradley Elbert Childs, I want a warrant for your arrest, and I want your ass to keep my name out your goddamn mouth. And don't you ever talk about my teeth. They're white, you stupid son of a bitch. By the time I get through with the high school key players in this, and levels of antics, and you say it's jokes, here's a joke on each one of you. Go take their sorry stupid ass to jail. And I mean it. Each one had a agenda because they know they wronged me over 20 years. By the time I get through tearing all goddamn asses up in court, they understand why I'm cussing and fussing because of nasty, wealthy, well-connected Faith Evans and her stupid dirtbag ass son who lied to me about who he is. I forgave you, but I hate your goddamn guts, you miserable motherfucker. You said you unconditionally love me? I don't always unconditionally love you, but I hate your goddamn guts and how dare you, miserable fucking asshole. So the reason why you participated, was this your idea? Because I heard I was supposed to be getting married. I heard I was supposed to be getting engaged. So was it your idea, Jason or Jonathan? Which one is it? Because Jason and Jonathan went over there to own that work. You got blackmailed. So whose idea was the shit? Because I'm ready to go to court over all of it. And I'm ready to separate from each one of you. And I never want to see each one of you nasty, lousy ass piece of shit bastards. Because it set the stage for me to look crazy and fucked up. And I'm not going through this anymore. I'm ready to go to court over all of it. And don't you ever come near me again. Just let through your fat ass out of my house. So the documentation I put about the Kardashian West being levels of informants and things like that. If Kardashians are what you stand for, a level of business and whatnot, I don't want them curating anything of mine. And Joy, who sat there, messed up my stuff and whatnot. I told you, I'm not going through this. I documented all those things that they are DEA. And I made sure it's put there with the business. So when I subpoena these records, you'll understand that I'm not playing more games. I'm sick and tired of these DEA rat hoes. I'm tired of these informant assholes. I'm tired of being provoked and gaslit and used as a fucking pawn. You make sure those sacrificial asshole lambs understand that you don't play these goddamn fucking dumbass games. You don't play with somebody you don't fucking know for real. And my FedEx, which Courtney said, I forgot. Chloe said Jonathan was late. The case was from 91-93. Dan Patrick was on. DEA Dan Patrick. So I was telling the truth about all of this. I'm ready to go to court over all of it. And the deadly homicidal antics that damn near kill me because I'm actually a Windsor and they don't like black folks being in their goddamn family. Those racist, miserable motherfuckers make me sick. Have I made it abundantly clear how far this is going to go? So a billionaire mother who tried to have her own daughter locked up because of her scandal of being a stupid dick trampoline and had a baby by a Windsor, Andrew, and whatnot. And y'all think the shit is funny and somebody asks you, is Andrew your dad? I found out there's a confirmation about I am young. So it may be Anne that's the mother and Andre who's the daddy. So y'all need to understand that I'm not going to play these goddamn dumbass games with y'all. I hugged Anne back at Piccadilly back when I was little. I remember I had a little dress on and my hair was done in little peels and whatnot. So by the time I get through tearing y'all goddamn ass up in court, and my sister's my biological sister, y'all are going to understand hotter than it said twin babies in the mid-80s, how far I'm going to stick a lawsuit down everybody's goddamn fucking throat. I've been lied to once many damn times. I've been provoked and gaslit, misdiagnosed, misdocumented. I'm ready to go to federal court, civil court over this, and adequate protections the rest of my life to get the fuck away from this piece of shit family. And I mean, I'm tired. And the lies that have been told on me and setting the stage for 10 years why these intimate partner violence antics happen, what Jason Ryan Grass, you said was going to ruin my life. You're a piece of shit, you sorry narc. Jonathan, you're a piece of shit, you sorry-ass, damn homicidal, nasty-ass narc. Carlos Ellie, you're the corrupt DA over the situation. You were hired by the own network. So Clavon Gillimar, that's from Ohio, you're his father. So by the time I get through with your goddamn fucking dumbass, you stupid son of a bitch, by the time I tear y'all's ass up in court, by the time I get through everybody who has introduced me and y'all all did this damn dumbass shit, you understand what it means to not play this damn stupid damn dark cold game that ruined my business. And I'm telling you how far I'm going to take you down and up through it. Because the one thing you don't do to a woman is humiliate her on a global platform. What you don't do is embarrass her on a global platform. When people said these games went too far, they did. I can guarantee I'm going to take it as far as I can to clean your clock financially. I don't care nothing for none of you. The only loyalty I have and self-love is to myself. So that's the unpack session in itself. Time's up, me too. Let's go to court. And it's documented for quality assurance and monitoring to go to federal court, civil court, county court, and family law court. And DCNF needs to be sued for the 10 years of abuse and enablement and failure to interview. And DCNF was the one that was changed from Florida Department of Children and Families. It was from HRVAC to Florida Department of Children and Families. They erased documentation. So T.S. Madison, you said things were erased? No, they weren't. Because the federal records are sealed, you stupid bitch. Latanya! So you tell Ona Katanya Mirage Petty, same bitch that called my phone 10 years ago? that she better get ready to be sued. And don't you ever send somebody down here threatening me behind your clown ass or you stupid bitch. Anybody else got any questions? Time's up, me too. I'm tired of this. It's documented. So everybody who sees this, when I finish up getting my business rebranded, now they know why I've been fussing and cussing and upset. And nuclear upset over this, and the death threats, and the threats to go set me up and do all this fucked up shit. I'm ready to go to court over all of it. I don't watch child porn. And for you to sit there and get on Twitter, Periscope, and say this shit to me, and say you have sex with my child underage, I don't give a goddamn fuck who you think you are. Whether you're Canadian, whether you're Liverpool white, whether you are black, you have no right to sit there and tell me you're gonna fuck my daughter. Fuck you. And when you said my mother orchestrated hits on my life, then let's let me found out in court. Because I'm ready to go to court over all of it. He said my mother should have me locked up. What, because so she could shut me up or punitive medical misdiagnosis or treatment like Dan Patrick was talking about? So you get Bernice King a message. Here's a lesson in love, bitch. Kamisha King's a piece of shit. She's related to you, goddamn smarmy, nasty-ass bitch. And you want to play these nasty-ass games? You just got God. Anybody else want to play these Time's Up Me Too word salad games? You want to use social media to provoke and gaslight? So Pam Elliott, was that Missy Elliott? Oh, oops, my bad. Annie Scott. Was it Mary Had a Little Lamb before she died? Bloody Mary? OG, she didn't know what I was talking about? But I played OG Rock with John David Allison, same one who did the production BS, and it was confirmed by Akbar V, Young Thug's baby mama. Oh, so now y'all understand that I'm not playing anymore. Ryan Birdman, B.B. Williams' protege. Looks like Miss Petty's piece of shit manager, Deb Atney, ex whole levels of deals that they did. Waka Flocka's mama. Yeah, Tammy, that was in my inbox in 2017. All y'all played bitch-ass games and you got caught. So, Percy Miller. Is that Miller right there with the IT stuff? Your brother didn't shoot that person over there in Louisiana. John David Allison did. Because he told me about the fight he had. And he told me that in that apartment. So I remembered that. And I'm not trying to say anything, but he's 5'10", 5'11". So do the math. Your brother didn't do it, asshole. He murdered sitting in jail because of John David Allison, Kenneth Petty, Kenneth Copeland. Only because Slutty Garbage Petty's piece of shit husband. I'm not crazy worth a fucking damn. They knew I was find out about it, and I would remember this shit. So I was the target of a bunch of agendas. Selfish fucking agendas. Anybody ask any questions? Time's up, me too. Let's go to court. Let's rock. So did anybody else want to have any questions? I didn't think so. So it looks like the troll farm is gone. Kyler Reno's gone, because I reported him. I told you I'm going to get rid of everybody that wants to play these duck narc games. By the time I tear y'all's ass up in federal court, civil court, county court, then you understand what it means not to set somebody up for failure, self-sabotage, or provoke and gaslight them, or set the stage for them, look crazy and call them all kind of names. When I got misdiagnosed and several therapists took money. That same center, the UCNAP center over there, Lakeview Center, needs to either be shut down or sold off and become a private institution for profit. Yeah, I said it. Because I'm not going to this anymore. I'm ready to go to court over all the egregious levels of grievances that I have. I'm ready to go to court with this own network, stupid bitch, because she played about Miss Twist, the one who removed my Social Security disability. By the time I tear her ass up and the levels of trying to get me under conservatorship and provoke and gaslight, and I'm only Asperger's syndrome, high functioning, how dare you, bitch? By the time I go to federal court, you'll understand what it means not to play with your own damn daughter, you narcissistic, stupid incel, stupid bitch. Does anybody else have any questions? I'm ready to go to court. DCNF doesn't have a leg to stand on. I proved it. Go back and find the records. Anne's the one who did the paperwork. And the judge was white that was on the case a long time ago. We were trafficked when we were babies. That's why we were special victims. Because we were going to get killed. So when somebody confirmed that we had to be hidden, that's why. Because we didn't have the protection we needed. And we were black and we were royals. By the time I show my royal ass in federal court, you'll understand what it means. Anybody else have any questions? So, if you want to keep fucking with me, I'm going to show you how far I'm going to show my royal black ass and fuck y'all asses up in court. Time's up, me too. Play with it if you want to. Anybody else got any questions? So, ticking time bomb, my goddamn ass. You tell Katrina, the white woman over there at that Lakeview Center, you make sure she's terminated. And then on top of that, you get Katrina, who sat there and had me punitive detained. I thought that was funny while King out of Linda Archie lied. The guy looked like Michael Strahan. By the time I get through with DeAndre Whitfield, who was around the corner with Miami U, by the time I get through with everybody who played these nasty-ass, bitch-ass games, and Josh Whitfield, all the antics that they did, I want a level of warrants and federal lawsuits and criminal restraining orders for those who participated in Facebook antics and the funnery. All y'all wanted to do is sit there and gain money, and y'all sat there and stole my legacy and things like that. By the time I get through with Charles Ash, y'all understand what it means. I am young. And Ann and I are going to have a reckoning and a come to Jesus. See, because the difference between me and you, is I follow the light and I fear not. And I trust the light and I trust the order of the design of life. And I'll be damned if a sorry, nasty ass, wealthy, well-connected narc, white son of a bitch plays with me and sits there and tries to talk to me in your kind of goddamn way when I'm royalty just like your goddamn bitch ass. The Duke of Rothschild, Rothesay, you have me fucked up, Duke of Narcula. And the next time you play in my goddamn face and do all this damn dumbass shit, you should have believed me when I said you don't got no real friends, you asshole. I was the only real friend you had, bitch. And that's why you're getting a white ass cussed out. So here it is, Royzy Rothschild. Now, if I made it abundantly clear how far this went, I'm not going through this stupid shit. So when I told you I supported you for real. Even though I'm mad as fuck with your stupid ass. Here's the conversations. I normally wouldn't do this, but y'all are not going to keep playing these damn dumbass games. And you're not going to play with Royzy Rothschild's legacy either. He's a Rothschild, and I'm a Windsor. I'm not going to play these goddamn dumbass games. So there we are. The encouragement that he gave me in 2017, 2018, 2019. I'm not going to play these damn stupid, miserable games. Who the fuck told Royzy Rothschild my business? And I'm asking again. You got 3.5 seconds to answer these questions, y'all. Because I'm not going through this shit. I want to know which one of my FedExes did this shit. And which one of you nasty bastards need to get your ass whipped in court. Because I'm tired of your shit. So does anybody else want to question me? Or my mental health? When I was telling the truth? I blocked him just so I could prove that I wasn't the problem. I wanted to make sure that there's no level of communication with us while I was debunking all the shit you assholes did. So I'm going to go ahead and unblock him and whatnot. See that on Facebook? See that? So I never fucking lied. You bunch of assholes have me fucked up. But here's who I have on here blocked: Kimberly Allison Copeland. Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Petty, is John David Allison. Now, does it make it abundantly clear that I never lied on Allison? So how my mother has nothing to do with this is I have my mother blocked. My adopted mother. So Jaquita Elson, the one that Marmaduke, that John David Elson, daddy married. By the time I tear y'all's ass up in court, they'll understand what it means, Monica Toomer Elson, Monica all about the team. So Nate Banks, all y'all that want to play these nasty ass games, then y'all understand what it means. I'm not playing these damn narcissistic asshole games. So Adrian Kim Grassy Wells, Kim Grassy, is blocked. Jason Grassy is blocked. I blocked all the fake accounts of my mother. So those letters that I proved to you guys about Jay Reed, Jonathan David Allison, DC former Reed's ex brother-in-law or cousin-in-law, by the time I tear his ass up for all the lies he told, and Gianna Avery Allison's taken from him and his custody, and Oni Katani Miraj Petty's gonna pay child support to his family, because somebody's gonna have to get the little brat. I want nothing to do with her. I want her taken into custody and charged as an adult at 18. She's 16 years old now. Not 16, but 14. So, Curtis James Jackson. Oh, I forgot Curtis Jackson is blocked. Oh, and Russ Cat, you look like Russell that's married to Sierra. So Josh Omega Whitfield, you've been blocked for over a year and 2 years. So Juliet Savage, your cousin on the police department, you've been blocked. So Detective Savage needs to be terminated. So Loisy is innocent. So to some degree. So the antics that y'all did to my white boy from another mother and the shit that my FedEx has did playing his face, but my god self was stationed with Jonathan David Allison. By the time I tear your goddamn fucking ass up for the shit you did, and then my FedEx is one of the ones who stole my phone, and Jason Piccadilly Records over there in the UK, Piccadilly is the same place that Morrison was changed to. Morrison's Cafe. That's where I was hugged in. So by the time I sue the goddamn fuck out of you and your stupid asshole family for all this shit, then you'll understand what it means not to play with the Rothschild and to play with the Renzer. I'm just black like this, but classy based like this and this. And I look like this. Anybody else got any questions? Anybody else got any questions? Here we go. Curtis Jackson, 50. Agent 50. So it looks like I was telling the truth about every last raggedy one of you motherfuckers. Here's Floyd. But did he not know that Oni Katani Miraj Petty was in his house wired up, mic'd up? You mean that's in my inbox? I told you raggedy motherfuckers on the side of your shit. So you stupid ass baby mama, Melissa, that's talking about my house. You get that bitch ready to be homeless outside, butt naked, or being shitted on in Dubai. So Tallahassee Bar Association that I wrote, and Chanel Schuler, who was Nehemiah Johnson's teacher, By the time my student breaks off this asshole and all the egregious levels of gross misconduct, that's what the session is all about. I'm ready to divorce your goddamn ass and clean your clock out and leave you high and dry, butt naked outside with no clothes on. I'm sick of you and your slut wife. And if I find out I'm married to anybody else, I'm still getting a divorce. I'm fed up with your shit. So now you know why they wanted to kill me. Because they're mad because I came across the shit they did to my own family. So Brian Birdman, Baby Williams, that was actually dating Angelique Gaines. And I wasn't lying about Roland Coke, Damon John's homeboy. Now, I made it clear. He's the MSNBC producer. Now, have I made it abundantly clear of all you stupid motherfuckers trying me? Because I responded to him from the incubator I was in. And Dr. Gary Peterson, who had Jada Pinkett Smith in my meeting, is the same one who took my money, running my goddamn money. Randall Alexander, you're the same one who's a diplomat, and your parents are diplomats from Africa. Light skin Randall. This guy, light skin Randall, fine ass Randall. I'm not going to be provoked and gaslit anymore by a bunch of you idiots who sat there and played me in Atlanta. I want David White with a warrant for his arrest for the IT antics, Mitchell Taubman with a warrant for his arrest, and Randy for the hard disk antics, Marquita Stewart with a warrant for her arrest. I want several people with warrants because she played enough games. Lisa Pippen in Texas, the same one that looks like Lisa Ray, the same stupid bitch that played me in my face. This one looks like Lisa Ray. I told y'all. I'm not going through these antics. So when I wrote Ashton Hayward about all of this, I was not lying. I want Owen Gaines with a warrant for his arrest to stay away from me. Don't ever talk to me ever again. So anybody from high school, don't friends request me ever again. And this is Tanya Baker, the same stupid bitch that took pictures of me unauthorized. And I did the work for her stuff. And here's where proof. So I wish the bitch would lie about it. By the time I tear her goddamn black ass up for all the shit that she did to me, and I'm the one who did these mock-ups. I'm the one who did these mock-ups for this damn stupid bitch's business. Run me my damn $2,000 or I will keep the URL till you goddamn it pay it. Then I'll transfer it to you, stupid bitch. Bisa Hargett, you thought it was funny to play in my face? I told y'all I'm not playing these games with y'all. Y'all thought it was funny to play all these nasty narco games? I told y'all I'm fed up with all you fake phony frauds. Because most of the time, levels and depths of victims of narcissistic abusers are people who will sit there and play games. And here is where I wrote Mark Zuckerberg and told him what was going on. So I think you assholes need to understand that I'm tired. Because I wrote him since 2015. and address the bullying and whatnot. There's the letter. I left Facebook to go to Twitter and they kept it up. Tina Lawson needs a warrant for arrest on me now. Oh, and here's Derek Jackson right here. I'm not going through this stupid shit. Here's the letter. Anybody else got any questions? I told y'all, I'm not gonna play these goddamn stupid fucking games. Hey, you. I don't check this often, but I'm grateful to have you on the page and hope you stay a while. So that's the letter I got from him. Does it make it abundantly clear that I'm tired of y'all shit? When you grossly negatively asked with my baby and Jay Will, you did that over Love and Hip Hop of Hollywood. And y'all thought that's funny to do. I don't play about my kid. And once she messed with my mother, and she needs to be handled personally. And once she messed with my family, it's on and popping. Here's Rick Ross. That was in my inbox. Anybody have any questions? I wasn't lying about Rick Ross, piece of shit, fat ass. I told you I'm tired of this shit. So London J, anyway, you played games on there, CeCe LaRouge Monroe, Savannah Westbrook. Y'all thought it was funny to do, but level back of cool people were on your lives. So by the time I tear Dominique Unico Edwards up and several other people who play nasty narco games, don't understand what spectrum means. It doesn't mean a Tourette's. I don't have Tourette's. I'm sick of your fucking shit. Itis. I told you I have nothing to hide. I wasn't the one who lied. There's nothing funny about damaging somebody's business, playing all these narcissistic, nasty games, and doing all sick, psychotic crap that you did. I don't play games, and I don't like being toyed with. So, Darren Jackson, that was in my email? What are emails? I told you I had nothing to say about it because he was in my inbox. Rick Ross was in my inbox. Puffy was in my inbox. I'm not in the mood for any more goddamn dumbass shit. So all the way down. where Jonathan David Allison said, I watched you 2 years. And that was 2018. So Liz Kennedy, KZ's baby mama, don't y'all ever talk to me ever again. Sakoria Hunter, don't you ever talk to me again. Several of y'all can never ever speak to me again. Because you put your mouth on me, I'm going to put my hands on you in court. So we knocked out Darren. Who else are we going to knock out tonight? Because I told y'all, I'm tired of y'all. And your buffoonery. I told y'all I wasn't going through this. So I'm not deleting my Facebook. I'm not deleting my Twitter. And you're not going to keep threatening me and provoking me. I just debunked Darren Jackson being Dirk Diggler. Because I didn't contact him. He contacted me. But Tasha Transarini Kiwi, since you're exposing things, you need to expose Checky Kiwi's side baby. You need to expose the fact that you impersonated Clive Davis and made a fake account, and you sat there and emailed as Clive Davis so you can take your musty ass to jail. I don't hate Clive Davis. I admire him. I don't hate Tommy Mottola. I admire them. They're everything I would aspire to be as a music exec. So at the end of the day, music's where the heart speaks. I come from a line of musicians. I'm not going to go through it anymore at this anymore. And when you cost me my health, my emotional well-being, and played all these psychotic games, y'all going to understand what it means not to threaten to kill my sister, orchestrate death threats and hits on my life, and think that was funny to do. And the death threats to my family cross the line. The provoke, the gaslight, and the nastiness that y'all continue to do, I want a warrant for everybody's arrest who did this. Let me find it, y'all. Because my original Facebook account I got rid of and I remade one. So by the time it's all said and done, Facebook still has that copy and I'm ready to go to court over all of it. If they deleted it, then they need to be held responsible for tampering with evidence. Y'all thought this was funny to do all this stuff and y'all been doing this for years. I'm fed up with it and I'm ready to go to court over all of it. I don't like being lied on. I don't like being provoked and gaslit. I don't like being lied on, period. See if there's anything else. Because once you start messing with me and keep on playing these psychotic games, then I'm going to put you in your place. So, Winter Davis that was over there at Davis Highway and Navy Federal, and you thought that was funny to do that day that they did that, you keep that black, nasty, musty hoe out of my face. Don't ever speak to me again. I helped you graduate, you miserable narc. Because you didn't have your calculator for school. I ran all over the school to get you a calculator. And you sat there and tried me with some BS. I hope you go to jail, you miserable, disgusting, black bed wench. Anybody else got any questions? So, Ill Trill Will, wife, Amanda Harris, the same ultra will that works at Rock Nation. By the time I tear y'all's ass up and Maya Lucas, who sat there and played all these antics and whatnot, all the antics that y'all did to me for a number of years, stay out of my face and don't you ever speak to me again. So now you know why they wanted to have me locked up, because my billionaire, nasty, narco mom set the stage for me to look stupid and crazy. And my nasty, wealthy, well-connected family of extended family of men that I dated had the nerve with their wealthy, well-connected narc family who had their own hidden agendas. I'm ready to go to court over all of it. So Noah Taylor's nephew, John David Allison, Kenneth Petty, Jim Copeland, he's going to jail. Jay Reed, Joe Nathan. I'm about to pull it up for you guys because I'm tired of him. I'm tired of him harassing and provoking. Tired of Jason and here harassing and provoking all the fake reviews they did. 157 fake reviews on Facebook across 7 business verified pages. And I want warrants and lawsuits for all that shit they did. And Monica Watts Baldwin, Dr. Heavenly's piece of shit friend, the same one from Pecacola. Monica Watts Baldwin, Doug Baldwin's sister, the NFL Doug Baldwin. You keep that fat bitch from around me, and Dr. Heavenly, kiss my goddamn ass, my anus. Anybody else got any questions? So I'm saving myself. I don't need anybody saving me. So all the provoking gaslighting that y'all did, playing in my face, Chastity Perkins, all y'all, don't ever speak to me again. Serena McKee, don't ever speak to me again. Mona Clopton Erlington, don't ever talk to me ever again. Slick Stans, piece of shit wife. This is Joy Loses, Savannah Fatu's homegirl. So the same one who played in my face, don't you ever bring your big ass around me again. We're related, we're cousins. I don't ever want to speak to y'all ever again. Lisa Bitches, don't ever sit there and friends request me again. I want nothing to do with any of you. So Amwan Boneface Johnson, the same one I told you about, the same one who is MJ on Love & Hip Hop of Miami. By the time I get through tearing his ass up for all the antics that he did, and I told you I documented everything that he damn did, same one that was on Dave Navarro's show, I was never crazy worth a fucking damn. So Shay Bucky Johnson's piece of shit brother needs to be getting a warrant for what he did. She Paula, Giovanni Paula, don't ever speak to me again. Honeybee Fly, Serena McKee, don't ever speak to me again. You shady motherfuckers did enough. Your homegirl, Teswana Johnson, participated in all the bullshit. Ephraim and Scarfillet, who fucked Hannah Campbell, Prince Campbell, the hacker. And when I get through with tearing the whole ass up, you'll understand what it means never to speak to me again. Pete Williams, you're the same one who was up there playing games and whatnot at UPS when that white woman blocked my car. I want a warrant for your arrest, and don't you ever come around me again. I'm getting everybody gathered together today. Roberta Millender, don't you ever say anything about me ever again. Julian Bull Worley, don't ever speak to me again. Nilla Worley, don't ever speak to me again. I want nothing to do with you. Don't ever speak to me, period. Latonya Smith Andrews, don't ever bring your behind around me again, period. Becky Frederick, Becky Majerius, by the time I get to tearing your behind up, y'all understand what it means not to play these nasty games. Let's see if I got everybody gathered together, because I told y'all I'm tired, y'all crap. And y'all cross the line. There it is, Jay Reed. Jonathan David Allison, I told you what he did. Jay Reed, Joe Nathan. I told y'all I wasn't going through this. So we did it, Joe Slutnika. You were talking about Joe Nathan, your husband, under witness protection, Kenneth Petty, Kenneth Copeland. I just proved to you Kimberly Allison Copeland is her brother. So you understand that I'm not playing these goddamn stupid games. That's why y'all all getting your ass cussed the fuck out. Tina LaShawn Harris, you're the same stupid bitch that's dating Josh Whitfield, and you're in Montana. You're the same whore that's playing games with me on Facebook. Like I told y'all, stay the hell out of my face and don't friends request me again. Miss Otero, don't speak to me ever again. Tracy Jones in Michigan, don't ever speak to me again. So, Mr. Taylor out there in LA and all the antics that y'all did, y'all need to understand I'm ready to go to court for all of it. See this, everybody. When somebody tells you to leave them alone, maybe you should. Okay. So Rissy D. Allen, Rissy D. Rager, sat there playing with me in what you call it, Atlanta, over there, and you thought it was funny to do? That's why I don't want you in my hair ever again. I don't want you talking to me ever again. And don't you ever provoke and gaslight me again. I think that's everybody I wanted to tear up because y'all have been playing these nasty games for a very long time. But since it's funny to play these grimy games, I decided to play them right back. Now y'all learn to leave me alone. Everybody gather together to try me. I don't want Ed Stokes with a warrant for the IT antics and the buffoonery. Cato Nobles who took pictures and then he refused to delete them. I want a level of warrants for all the badgering and harassment you did. And I want a federal lawsuit, a civil lawsuit, because you were supposed to delete those pictures that you took. And by the time it's all said and done, I want a level of warrants for all the provoking gaslighting crap that you did in 2017 and sent me those same pictures you said you deleted. And V, Ivy Turok, yours because of B and Z. By the time I get through with all the antics that you did, I want a level of warrants for your arrest and you stay away from me. You unethical, disgusting, classless, this miserable sociopath. Let me see if there's anything else. And I told you I don't like leaving light on. And I told you I don't like being crazy, babe. And when I told you I don't like being humiliated, tormented, gaslit, and provoked, I told you I was going to throw everybody underneath the bus if you want to keep playing. So, I told you Rick Ross was there. So that's that letter. I told you I wasn't going through this anymore. I told you I'm fed up. Keep playing stupid games, you get stupid prizes. So Antonia Toya Wright, that is married to Faith Evans' cousin. I was named 504 Red 88. That was all my stuff. Now y'all understand I wasn't lying about that. See, I tell you, know John David Austin, Kenneth Pitt, Kenneth Copeland. I'm tired of this crap. Juniper Lee, don't you ever speak to me again. Paul and Jen in Arizona, don't you ever speak to me again. So, Derek Jackson, there's the letter. I never sat there and did anything to him. So, the narcissistic fuck shit that y'all want to play about, I am doing the best that I can. And I told y'all, I'm not going for this shit. That's the letters to Mark Zuckerberg. So, can't nobody tell any more damn lies on me because I'm fed up with it. Tariqa Williams, don't ever speak to me again. And just to prove to you about Cody, this is where I had talked to them about the custom thing that I did for CC Fashionista, my makeup. So Kylie Jenner's full of shit. I told you I'm not going through this shit with the Kardashian West. That John was a security for. I told y'all I'm not going through this shit. I had custom makeup made. Here's the letter for T.S. Madison Hinton and Jay Reed, Joe Nathan, Jonathan David Allison. I told y'all I'm not going through this goddamn fucking dumbass shit. Nikki's husband. Always have since 10th grade. I don't care. I forgot about that. I'm trying to see what I did to you because I really do care about you. Always have since 10th grade. Is it like this? Nikki's husband. Don't play any more goddamn dumbass games with me. I told you, we knew each other since high school. So the bitch that did the EP, high school, now you know what it's about. I still forgave you. I don't accept your apology, and life goes on. So now y'all know I was telling the truth. I wish you motherfuckers would stop judging me based on what some sorry-ass bastard did, harassing, provoking, and gaslighting. Remember when I did this to you? You loved it. You mean what Katrina Taylor was playing in my face about over there in Love and Hip Hop? So now you know that I'm ready to go to court over all of it. Here it is with T.S. Hinton. Facebook. So precious Tanya Baker, the same stupid bitch that played games, then get her warned. So Marquita Stewart, court mode. They want to play games on the behalf of Dominique Unico Edwards. I'm ready to go to court over all of that. Amber Scuder and all the rest of them who thought it was funny. Lola LaRue, Cece LaRouge Moreau. I'm not going through this anymore. So it looks like I told the truth. And it looks like all y'all sat there and provoked and gaslit on behalf of Wealthy Well Connected Narc. He benefited from all this scamming and provoking and gaslighting. So it looks like I was never crazy. So it looks like all of you narcs sat there and did what you wanted to do. Grossly negatively affect my business, like I said. And it looks like I was telling the truth about every last one of you sorry, lousy assholes. Case closed. Next case. Anybody else want to keep playing with me? See what happens. I warned you. I'm going to end this broadcast. So, Miss Jackson, your husband a hoe. Anybody else keep playing? I said I knew he was too good to be true because he's full of shit. I didn't respond to him. Anybody else want to keep playing damn dumbass games with me now? Anybody else want to keep playing with me? Tosh Kiwi. It ain't so funny, is it? You paid for that story, bitch. So I'll be everything that y'all called me, but one thing I'm not is a competition to any other female. I'm unfuckwittable. I didn't say I was untouchable. I said I'm unfuckwittable. And I'm tired of cussing and fussing because you clown-ass whores want to keep trying me. And your clown-ass husbands want to keep trying me or try to fuck with me. And I don't want to fuck them. So, Derek Jackson, get your dirt diggler ass some help. Anybody else want help? Anybody else want me to help you to a seat? A stadium full of them? So this unpacked session went for 1 hour, 39 minutes, and 43 seconds, 44. I want you guys to understand that you don't play these despicable, nasty, narco games. Ruin somebody's life, smear campaign them, have them punitive psychiatry, and talk about treatment. The only treatment I need to do for y'all is a level of restraining order and permanent do not contact orders, and several of y'all being terminated across the board. And then on top of that, several of you lied on me. Then you need to be answering that to your managers. And by the time it's all said and done, I hope you lose your job. Because y'all tried me, and I was telling the truth since day one. So Roy's around here, I was telling you the truth since day one. You didn't have a real friend in your my God self. He's the same one on the station with John, my FedEx. Anybody else getting questions? So my buddy, Roisey here, I told you we had chats and we talked, but it was none of y'all's business. I ended up having to say that to get him out of his fucking situation because my FedEx did that. I didn't know. I put it together and figured it out. I'm not going through this anymore. I'm tired. What I'm not going to do is go through any more provoking, gaslighting, IT hack, IP hack. So the song Frida Lita, anything? And House of Cards, I still love that song. Or is it? I'm still pissed with you, but it's all right. I know what it's about now. But at the end of the day, I don't find it funny that the nasty narco ex of mine and a slut went over there. I don't find it funny for anybody going on federal records playing my face. I don't find anybody playing with my face or playing with me or humiliating me globally or doing any type of levels of egregious levels of misconduct that's been done to me. And these wealthy, well-connected narcs all need an answer for it. And I don't give a damn who you are. Anybody else got any questions? Here's the note that I said, I actually need a lot of your encouragement and support. I want to thank you for being there when nobody else was, and very little people were there at my worst. So yeah, I'm good. We're good for life. You know that, fam. So does anybody have any questions that I wasn't lying about none of this shit? And that I'm tired of everybody's fuck shit. And y'all are not gonna keep playing these nasty ass games with me. I warned you that it was gonna be a calm before the storm. So now you got the storm. I told y'all I'm nothing to be fucked with and played with. The next time you wanna play with somebody weak. I'm tired of y'all shit. Time's up, me too. Stop playing with my business and stop playing with my brand. Before I mop the floor with the rest of you. Anybody else got any questions? I'm out. That's self-love for you.